Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bernard is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the founder of and chairman of Mass Ingenuity. He's the author of Business at the Speed of Now, and he's, for the last several decades, he's been helping companies like yours and mine make sure that we get out of our own way by helping us to shed some of the management practices that are holding us back. And he's here to talk to us about that right now. John Bernard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be on your show, and I'm just sending you a tweet.
Good. I'm glad you did. Well, put your Twitter down there and talk to us for a little bit. hey, John. One of the things that's still amazing to me, you know, when I was starting doing my show in the 20th century, and even in those days, I was telling people, start getting your head out of the 20th century. Start thinking about the 21st century way of doing business. And I was doing that before that we were in the 21st century. Here we are now in the second decade of the 21st century, and you and I still run into people who are still managing their businesses as if they were in the 20th century. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and you're right on. I think that most of us run our businesses pretty much the way Henry Ford ran his original factory, with a mass production mindset, and we centralize all the creativity and we centralize all the decision-making. The only problem is that customers demand what they demand, and they want it now, and your frontline people have to be able to say yes, but they can't because they can't make decisions.
Well, that's because they have policies. How many times have you tried to get customization out of somebody, you know, could be something really small, and the person said, well, I'm sorry, that's not our policy?
A great story told by a friend, DirecTV was his most popular supplier at his home. He just loved their product,
yeah.
And his machine went down. He had three phone calls with three different employees, finally got to someone who was, quote, a senior manager. Every one of the people agreed the machine needed to be replaced. He had the full warranty and got to the senior manager and said, why did you make your employees and me go through all this?
Mm-hmm.
And the senior manager said, well, we've got to have something to do.
Unbelievable. Well, that's the opposite. Yeah. That's the opposite of what you call now management. Tell us what that means.
Well, essentially, customers have choice. And particularly with the Internet, they want what they want, and they want it now, and the only answer they like is yes. And the more we can respond and give our employees the authority to respond, to make little tweaks and changes in what we offer our customers, the better off we are.
Well, and the closer you can do it, you know, there's a company that did this for most of the 20th century, and it was one of the reasons why they were so successful. When I was in college, I worked for Sears, and after college too, I was with Sears for a number of years, and there was a sign over the door that said satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And the store, I was a division manager, and when the store manager said this to me, he said, Jim, we were talking about a customer that I was trying to help. He said, Jim, he said, whatever you can do to make the customer happy is a good deal for the company. Because when they get to me, I'm going to give them whatever they want.
Isn't that the truth?
And yes, so he gave me the ability to make decisions because he said, when they get to me, I'm going to give them the store. So whatever you can do short of that is a good deal for us if it makes the customer happy.
Absolutely. And you know how common that sort of attitude is.
Right.
Sort of approach.
And that's transactional. He was talking about relationship, not just transactional too. You know what? He was talking about the relationship, building the relationship with the customer, not just a transaction.
Well, and if you imagine, if you just think about this, I'm going to give you a number that most people don't think about. But first I'll stage it a little bit. less than 30% of employees today in American companies are engaged.
Right.
That means when they show up, they will take autonomous action. They'll do something
ownership.
To help the company. They're not asked.
Right.
Yeah, they take ownership. The cost of disengagement is $13,000 per employee on the bottom line.
Right.
So every employee you can move from being disengaged to engaged is going to improve your profitability because they drive customer experience, they drive revenue, and they drive down cost.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Now, and there are some people that will never be engaged. You can't engage them. They're not going to, you know. But you need that to be the 30%, not the 70%, though, right?
Oh yeah. Can you imagine, Jim, if in our economy we were able to double employee engagement, we would be again the world's economic
yep.
leader.
And
it's the key.
And we can do that. So how do we accomplish that with Now Management?
Well, in my book, Business at the Speed of Now, we actually walk through what do you have to put in place as a leader to make sure that your employees make smart decisions. We're not talking about naively throwing, you know, anything at your employee, do whatever you want. We're helping them become a part of the business, to understand its goals, to understand what they're accountable for, mm-hmm. to understand and have access to data to make good decisions.
So you're talking about transparency, aren't you?
Well, transparency is essential. I'm also talking about safety, you know, a safe place to work where I can say, you know, this isn't working,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know, or I disagree, a place where that we can actually be human beings and not suffer under the heavy weight of fear, which paralyzes us from solving customer problems.
I call that redemption management. If I know that if I make a mistake, if I don't know the answer, as you say, if I disagree, nobody's going to beat me up or yell at me or fire me. They're going to redeem me by saying, tell me more, or what did we learn?
Absolutely. And isn't it all about learning?
That's right.
If our employees can't solve problems for our customers, are they the ones who failed?
Everybody,
or is it us as the managers?
Everybody who wants their employees to take ownership must ask themselves, are my employees afraid to do that? If they are, they'll never take ownership. And if they're afraid enough, they will never be engaged, will they?
I couldn't agree more, Jim. Fear paralyzes. And,
yep. And the last three years, we've seen a lot of that in the marketplace. When we come back, I'm going to ask John, how do we break through in the year ahead and make sure that we get rid of this fear that has been so prevalent in the last 3 years. 20 after, John Bernard is our guest. His book is called Business at the Speed of Now. Stay with us.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.